So what did you do?
So at that time, this was before osimertinib was FDA approved. We had three choices, gefitinib, erlotinib, afatinib. We talked about the different drugs, and she ultimately decided to try afatinib. You know, she did have a L858R mutation, so I would say that in general, my practice pattern, at least a couple years ago, would have been to strongly recommend afatinib for exon 19 patients. I think for an L858R patient, at least at that time, it was kind of a toss-up in my mind that any of the drugs would be suitable. She was, you know, I think she was really upset about having the brain mets. It was really only a few months after the other chemotherapy, and she wanted the most aggressive drug. So, you know, we talked about the different progression-free survivals that have been seen across trials and decided afatinib was probably the most aggressive drug to go with.
So what happened when you gave her the afatinib?
So she did have quite a bit of side effects. She was very troubled by diarrhea. We ended up having to dose reduce the afatinib, but her CNS mets responded. They shrunk. The biggest one, I think, after about 4 or 5 months was not shrinking completely away. So our radiation oncologist did actually zap the biggest one just for kind of an insurance policy. But she stayed on afatinib for about 7 months. And after that time, a couple of the non-radiated mets started to grow back. Restaging of her body showed still quiet, no disease outside the brain.